If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Coming this Sunday night on ESPN, the much-anticipated 10-part docuseries on Michael Jordan's 97-98 NBA season and the Bulls era. It brought to a close. The Last Dance. We're going to finally get to dance. And the director of the docuseries is with us this morning, Jason Hare. Well, did you finish it, or are you still working on it, Jason?
We're still working on it. That song you just played is running on a loop in my head for the last 2 years. We're still working, man.
I bet. It was supposed to come on in June, but you rushed it together, I know. And we're thankful because Lord knows we need things to do in the house. How was it working with Michael Jordan?
It was much easier and much more pleasant than I thought it would be. I've worked with a lot of high-profile athletes and celebrities over the course of 20 years, and you know, sometimes the more famous the athlete, the more aloof and the more protected and the more insulated they are by their staff and all that. Michael was a pleasure to deal with from day one. Back when I first met him in September of 2017, he was clearly on board with this project. He clearly was eager to answer any question that I had for him. He was adamant that you can ask me anything you want. I'm going to answer you honestly from day one. So, and he offered notes. He was watching rough cuts. He was putting the work in just like everybody else. So it was a refreshingly surprising experience.
Did he tell you to take anything out or put anything in?
He did tell us to put some things in that he wanted to add, and those enhanced the project. You know, it's if we're talking about the tension between between the front office and the players, you know, between Jerry Krause, the GM, who you guys know well, being in Chicago, and with the guys in the locker room, he said, by the way, you need to add in about the trade in the late 80s with Oakley going to the Knicks and Cartwright coming to the Bulls, because I was not happy about that at all. Oakley was his best friend off the floor and his enforcer on it, and he didn't think that was the right move. So we examined that, and to Michael's credit, he acknowledges that that was the right move, that that's what they needed to do on that team. As far as him taking things out, never once. And he certainly had the power to do it if he wanted to. He could have called the NBA. He could have called ESPN and Netflix. He could have called me and said, you have to take this out. I don't want that in there. He never once did that. In fact, he was adamant the other way. There's some things in here that aren't very flattering, but he gives context for everything that appears in the show, and he never once tried to censor us.
And I guess, it's not just Michael Jordan. We should point out that Pippen and Rodman and Steve Kerr and Phil Jackson are a big part of all this too, right?
Yeah, this is one macro documentary for 10 hours about the Bulls dynasty starring Michael. But there were, as you know, he had a large supporting cast, and there's a lot of guys who played very important roles, and their backstories are equally fascinating. So there's a lot of mini documentaries within this one big documentary. You know, Steve Kerr's backstory and the things that he endured with the death of his father and how that happened and how he overcame that. That's examined in episode 9. Scottie's backstory is examined in episode 2. Phil's story is examined in episode 4. Tony Kukoc's backstory is examined in episode 5. So we're telling the story of the Bulls dynasty and all the people who comprised it through the lens of the 97-98 season.
Bob, ESPN just released a clip from the show on their website within the past hour or so. Jason, all it's done is, I think, whet my appetite to see more of it. I can't wait after having seen just a few minutes of it. I mean, you released a list of interview subjects. It's, I don't know, 100-plus on this list. I was going through it, and obviously you got the key one in Michael Jordan, but is there anyone alive that you wanted that you couldn't get?
There's not, and that is... That's unheard of in my profession and probably your profession as well. I mean, I've done a fair amount of these docs now, and there's always somebody that you want to get. You know, we whether they're, as you mentioned, no longer with us, or whether they just don't want to participate. We did an 85 Bears documentary for ESPN, and Walter Payton is a guy that I would love to have met and interviewed, and obviously that wasn't possible because he's passed away. We did a Fab Five documentary, and Chris Webber is number one on the list of guys you'd want to talk to, and he refused to participate. So there's always going to be a curveball thrown, and I was expecting there to be one years ago when we set out on this project. I thought, all right, who's going to be the one who says they won't do it? Who's going to be the gaping hole in this story that we just have to get around? There is no gaping hole for people that we need. Every single story we wanted to tell, we told, and every single person I wanted telling that story agreed to sit down and tell it.
Do you think people are going to come away from this with a different opinion of Michael Jordan?
Yes, I do. I think they're going to come away with, for better or worse, that's up to people how they want to interpret his honesty and what he says. But I think they're going to come away with a more complete, accurate picture of the person he is. Now, whether you admire that person more or less based on their honesty, based on him explaining the way he acted sometimes, but knowing what you're going to find out about his background, knowing where the seeds of that competitive fire were planted, and knowing what he endured in his early days with the Bulls all the way up through 1998, year after year after year, to have the mental and physical stamina, yeah, I think it's tough to come away with anything but respect and admiration for him at the end of these 10 hours.
I think in light of the pandemic, what's really going to resonate from what I read about the docuseries, Jason, is, you know, Michael Jordan talking about how it's his mindset and his ability to get something positive out of a bad situation that's going to really be interesting to get from the docuseries. It starts Sunday night on ESPN, 8 o'clock Chicago time. We're going to get 2 hours every Sunday through May 17th. And by the way, Jason, we really enjoyed, especially here in Chicago, your 30 for 30 show on the 85 Bears. That was great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That was another dream story for me to do. So I may have to turn in my Boston native card and try and apply for a Chicago one someday. But I love you guys. I love the city, and I hope people enjoy it on Sunday night.
We will. Hey, Boston's great, but you know what? You talk about great characters. The Bulls, the Bears, kind of hard to beat those two. And we'll be watching Sunday night for sure. Jason Hare, director. Appreciate the time, Jason.
Thanks for having me. Stay safe, guys.